Time to recap McCook School Board of Education meeting for the month of September in our studio with Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard. How you been?
Doing well, Rich. Thank you very much.
What do you think of the new duds around here, huh?
It's really sophisticated. It's fancy. I feel like I'm in a spaceship.
Well, I've been screaming a lot because all these little buttons have like 1,000 different things to go along with them. So you probably have heard me over the high school screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Every now and then.
But it always sounds good.
Well,
you always sounds good.
Well, thanks. I'm getting used to them. Business manager Jeff Gross is in the house. Coach,
hello,
how you been?
Hello. Hello. I'm good, Rich. And probably nobody's been in this booth more than me in the 28 years. So it's a nice upgrade.
Yeah.
It is a nice upgrade. You know, I like it.
Yeah. Over the years, you've been probably through a couple of different.
Yeah. A lot of since, 2 to 3 times a week for all those
right.
years. So.
Well, since 99, well, and even 98, before 98. That's
98,
right. That's
yeah.
exactly right. You
yeah.
betcha. We got a lot to get to from the agenda from last night. First of all, it's budget time, Mr. Norgaard, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. That's why Mr. Gross is in the house. We start off our this September meeting with two hearings. We have a budget request or a budget hearing and then a tax resolution hearing, a request resolution hearing. So, we allowed folks that came to the meeting. We did have a nice crowd last night at the meeting and gave everyone an opportunity to speak, but we did not have any member of the community speak at either of the hearings. So we turned it over to Mr. Gross to kind of present the budget to the Board of Education and also to the community. Now, obviously, the budget wasn't a surprise or the tax request wasn't a surprise to the members of the board because we do meet with committees during the course of the month and we discuss and hash things out. But it is an opportunity for us to go over it as a whole group at one time and also to present it to the community itself. And so Mr. Gross did a really good job, and I'm going to turn it over to him to kind of share with everyone out there listening to what he shared with the board last night.
So, Rich, obviously you began work on a budget a long time ago. So somebody asked me this the other day, and you'll get a kick out of this, but preparing for last night in the budget is like, you know, a 9-week season and preparing for the Super Bowl on one. I mean, there's that much work and intensity goes into it. This year we were preparing for two separate budgets, bond fail, bond pass, because a month ago we were, you know.
Didn't know.
And so, you know, it took a lot of extra work this year. But we came in with what we presented to the community last night, a all funds budget increase of 1.75%. So we operate 6 funds at McCook Public Schools. Everybody mostly wants to talk about the general fund, but our all fund total increase was 1.75. Our general fund budget increase was 3%. So we were able to really keep things conservative in line. Local receipts are going to make up 53% of our budget. And I think that's a big number that I like to put out there, that locally we pay for 53% of our kids to go to school in McCook. The state picks up 43% of that with the feds at the other 4%. And when you're talking about a budget and you're talking about a school, our exact number coming into this year, 84% of our total budget is for staff. That is staff expenditures. The crazy number is our health insurance of our total budget for all employees is 15.5% of our budget. And non-staff expenditure, so that's everything we do business besides pay people, is 16% of our budget. So we almost pay the same for health insurance as we do for, you know, everything from books and lights to
fuel, electricity, materials.
Yeah, you name it. So, but that's where our budget ended up, and we presented that at the budget hearing. And then we rolled right into their tax resolution, which then starts talking about the local taxes. Our district valuations, as given to us by the county assessors, rose 7.42%. So that's everybody's property valuations. That's how much on average in our district things went up. Our real growth increased 1.16%. Real growth would be new construction. And our district's seen about a $12 million increase in new construction in the last year. So when you put all of that together with the state telling us we're allowed 2% plus allowable growth, it comes up to a property tax increase of 3.16 total percent. With that 3.16% increase in taxes, but the increase in valuations, we lowered the mill levy 3.5% or 0.035 cents. So our mill levy is down to 86.3 cents. Last year it was at 89. So just a few short years ago, we were at a $1.05 levy limit, and we're already down to 86 cents. And that's strictly because of the increase in all evaluations. Because we kept our numbers in line, we do not have to participate in the joint public hearing. So no pink postcards for McCook.
McCook Public Schools.
McCook Public Schools. I need to refresh that. We just really wanted to be pretty conservative this year. One of the reasons that we even asked for the money we needed to was we did see a decrease in state aid. We lost 2.38% in state aid. Scott Barger pointed out in the meeting later that we've lost 7.5% in state aid over the last 5 years. And so, you know, when your state aid goes down, those dollars got to be picked up somewhere. And they've been picked up locally. But I still go back to that number that locally we're paying about 53% of our kids' education. So.
Crunching those numbers.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers.
To crunch, absolutely.
You bet.
And it's numbers and it's future expenses, and you try to play the game with inflation. One thing that helped McCook Public Schools out on all of our budget this year was we had a lot of teachers retire last year. We lost 14 staff members. And when you go from a person that's been in your district for 25, 30 years with two masters, and then you bring in a new teacher, there's quite the difference in not only pay, but benefits and everything. So we were able to realize some savings along that way. And that's just natural attrition. That has to happen for organizations to maintain financially.
You mentioned state aid has gone down. It's probably going to keep going down. Do you anticipate that?
Yeah, you know, there's several factors with state aid. The big thing that I look at is our local effort rate. That's how much they base state off of. They say that the local effort rate's supposed to be at a dollar. Well, we're approving a dollar mill levy. Well, we're approving a budget with an 86-cent mill levy. So we're getting further away from that number. And the further away from that, at some point, basically that formula's telling you you should be able to raise property taxes to pay for it. The fluctuation of state aid also, the numbers that we can't control is what our poverty level in our district is, what our enrollment numbers in our district is, and enrollment's slightly up this year, so our enrollment numbers are hanging in there. The other one is what our option enrollment numbers are, and they've been kind of hanging in there. We are a positive option enrollment district. We get in more than more students come to McCook than leave McCook, but that really number is fluctuated, and we don't have a basis for being able to determine that. So
that's right. Well, yeah, and we look at the state budget, and Mr. Gross and I pay close attention to that, and legislative bills. We know the unicameral is going to be getting back together this January, and they have some budget deficits they're going to have to address. And so we know that one of the biggest pots of money that they can acquire to pay off debts is the dollars that they set aside for state aid to schools, equalization aid. And so obviously we have a big concern about what's going to happen over the course of the next several months as the state legislature gets together and decides how to handle that deficit to their budget. And so a little concerned about that. Yeah. In the past, generally speaking, state aid has been cut. And we've seen our most significant cuts in state aid when the state budget itself has run into financial troubles.
And my final thing on the state aid and that whole factor with the legislature would be, I can report and say without a doubt that the increase in special ed funding that Governor Pillen and the legislation passed 2 years ago, that has been a lifesaver to us. Our revenue from the state has increased in excess of over $1 million, and that would have had to come from somewhere. That would have our mill levy up at the 95 to to a dollar had it not been for that increase in special ed. So we thank them for all the work. We've even seen some positive from the tax credit that was passed in the special session last year. That money's all been fronted to the schools as opposed to, you know, you and I paying it in our taxes and then asking for it back in when we file our state income tax. And so we've seen some real positives from the things they've done. That hot topic's never going to go away, property tax down in Lincoln as well as in McCook. It's just an issue for all of us.
All right, so I took care of the budget and the tax, the two hearings there. On to the regular agenda from last night. We'll start first the oath of office to your new student board member.
Yeah, we have Quinn Taylor was selected by his peers to represent them on the school board, and his first night was last night. We gave him the oath of office. So I think we pretty much started off the regular board meeting, took some roll call, did the Pledge of Allegiance, and then did an oath of office for Quinn. And so we really, really bright young man. I had an opportunity to meet with him yesterday morning, visit with him, great family, great kid, and I think he'll be a great addition to the school board.
Reports, communications, public participation.
Last night, there were no public comments. Again, we had a nice crowd there, but there were no public comments.
Approve the consent agenda, expenditures payroll for August 2025. Any reports from staff members and committees?
You know, we had two committees that had met over the last month, facilities and finance. And to be honest with you, the majority of those meetings had to do with the budget. We did have some other discussion items. We talked a little bit about the progress that the school is making as far as facilities on our with our hallway. If you've been into the high school, if you've come to one of our volleyball games or have come in for registration, you've seen some of the work that we've done on that south hallway, modifying that, updating it, putting a new lighting, new flooring, or not new flooring, but new drywall, some new technology on the wall. So you can go on. We have an awards interactive board, so you can go and look up state champions, pictures of the kids that have won individual state champions. Really nice addition. And then an update to the commons area with lighting and new drywall in there as well. Mr. Gross can probably talk a little bit about some of the other items that we visited about in those two committees.
Yeah, the you know, number one was given a financial report for a wrap-up for 25. And we ended up with a positive cash flow of about $1 million, and that's a lot, but that's all because of that tax credit. So we were fronted $1 million up front in the spring, and now we'll get $1 million less receipts. So it's really just a budgetary thing. But we were pretty spot on our budget last year. I think all budgets came in at 106% revenue and 99% expenses. So that's right on. That's really good. We did talk about depreciation. You know, every year we have to set money aside and put it into a savings account, just like you or I do at home. When the washer and dryer goes out, we got to have money to pay for it. Well, we're no different in a school district. So we've set money aside for roofs. We're always constantly keeping our roofs, trying to keep our roofs in under warranty and updated. Activity bus. We haven't bought a new activity bus in about 5 years now. We have a 2016, and the rest of our fleet is all from 01 to 89. And so getting to where we're talking not thousands of miles, but we have a couple buses that are approaching the million mark. So we've got to be we've been putting money away for those. We've also talked, Mr. Norgaard and I've talked enough that we've been worried. We actually got some preliminary bids to replace the lights at Wyland Field at some point in the future. Those were put in before I got here. I know they were put in about 92 or 93. So you don't think about something like that, but those are getting pretty antiquated, and they're on wooden poles, and everything now has gone to metal. They're safe at this point. We've had them inspected and checked, but it's something that's going to have to be done real soon. And then technology. We're a one-to-one school, so you got to put money away because every year you got to buy new technology. And then just ongoing needs with the high school remodel project. So those are things we've been saving money aside for. Our depreciation budget balance is in good shape. We also discussed in both of the committee meetings, which was post-bond, when the bond election campaign was over, we're going to have to obtain some options of what we're going to do with the junior high roof and the HVAC front end system at the junior high. We've put both of those off. We've kind of kicked those cans down the road because you didn't want to spend money if you were going to be replacing the building. Well, now we know that at least in the short term, there, you know, we don't know. We haven't met as a board to determine our next action there, but we know we've got to do some repairs at the roof and the front end system. I promise, Mr. Norgaard, we would keep kids dry and warm. And so
I think it's important that students aren't wet and cold in a classroom. Yeah. I think it makes for a better learning environment. And not only that, teachers appreciate it too.
Yeah, so. Especially during the winter months.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the other last thing on facility, really upcoming needs that we're going to have to be strategizing and game planning, and we have talked about, is the senior high plumbing. That building was built in, what, 55?
55, yeah.
So, you know, we're looking at a significantly a 50-year-old building, and we've already had to vacate some lines in that building because they're just in concrete. And so we need to have a real – anytime we've fixed stuff, we've replaced the plumbing as far as we can, but we're going to have to get in there and do a pretty hard research on the sewer system and the water line system and what's going to take that building into the future. So those are the three things that we're going to be working on. We'll make a plan. Just like the junior high roofs, we've already talked about, can we do this in one bold swoop? Do we do it over 2 years, over 3 years? Do we do it with depreciation? Do we go to a special building in a future budget? So we'll just have to make some discussions with the board and make a solid plan.
Yeah, I think one of the things Mr. Gross pointed out here is it's not our intent to take on all these projects at one time, but it's setting a plan for the future and addressing those different facility issues over the course of time, using money that we've set aside in savings, potentially using special building dollars in future budgets, just making a plan for how we want to address those concerns, and also getting solid numbers, too. We talk about the high school plumbing. We know we have some issues, but how significant are they? We need to bring someone in and do a thorough investigation of our system and give us some quotes on what it would cost to really address, to first see if there are significant needs, and if there are, what the dollars are associated with addressing them.
And there's always that underground swimming pool in the gym.
There is the underground swimming pool. It's empty most of the time, so we don't. But occasionally it fills up.
Do you still get people asking about that every now and then?
That was put to rest when we ripped up the floor and everyone could see the concrete. And
there is no pool down there, folks. So yeah. That's all a myth.
Don't tell the kids because it's fun to think that.
Exactly
is.
Right. You bet. Superintendent's report.
Yes, I started off with a school improvement report. I try to, during the course of the school year, I try to give an annual or a monthly report on school improvement. This is the start of a new cycle in school improvement. Last year was a very, very busy year for school improvement. We were preparing for the external team visitation, and of course, that's a lot of work. But what else is a lot of work is looking at your data and going through the data, making sure that the actions or the initiatives that you put into place made a difference for our kids. And so now we're in year one. We have to identify a new goal for the upcoming 5 years. So again, we're going to be delving into data. Teachers will be, administrators will be, and looking for areas of weakness. And while McCook Public Schools does a great job educating our students, we actually have some areas of need that we have weaknesses. And so we want to identify our most significant weakness or weaknesses and identify those as goals, create plans or action items that we're going to implement over the course of the next 4 years, and continue to measure growth over that period of time, seeing how impactful or effective those interventions or those initiatives are. And so it's going to be a busy year establishing the goal. It's going to be a busy year reviewing and looking through data, reviewing and looking at our mission and vision statements. It's a lot of work, year one is, but we're already off and running, and we're going to meet, I think next week we have our second school improvement meeting. And so another thing about school improvement team members, it's made up of teachers, mostly teachers. We have administrators on there as well. I give them homework. And so I don't know if they always appreciate that, but I give them homework, stuff that they have to do or look at over the course of the month before we meet. And so that's coming up. That was how I started my report. Went on from there to teacher recruitment fairs. We've already gone to two teacher recruitment fairs. And again, this changed probably about 3 or 4 years ago, a comment that I made last night at the board meeting. It's the new world that we live in, the competitiveness between schools to recruit high-quality, high-functioning teachers is fierce. And so we've gone to Wayne State College and the University of Nebraska-Kearney. I wasn't able to go to Wayne. But I was able to go to the Kearney event. And most of the students walking around aren't actual graduates. A lot of graduates have jobs before our future graduates. They're in their student teaching experience or they're in their senior year. A lot of those kids already have jobs. You don't see those kids anymore. It used to be you went to a recruiting fair. They were all seniors looking for jobs for the next school year. Now it's mostly undergraduate students. And what they're seeking is a student teaching experience. And so what we've learned is if we bring kids in and student teach at the McCook Public Schools, you get a chance to, first of all, to evaluate them, impact them, right? So we can also be part of their training. And then you have a really good shot of hiring them, bringing on board if you really like the work that they do. And we've had a great deal of success with that. So we're really there recruiting. We'll recruit teachers. We're looking for an art teacher currently. But we're also looking for student teachers. So recruiting kids to come to the community and student teach here. Hopefully future employees. Another thing I talked about was safety drills. The beginning of the school year is a time where we conduct a lot of safety drills as you go into a school year. And it used to be fire and maybe tornado drills. That's what I remember from when I was a child going to school. But today it's bus evacuations. It's lockout secure. It's evacuations. There's just a multitude of different types of drills that we have our kids go through and our teachers go through for experience. And in case there's a crisis situation. And the reality is we've actually had to evacuate our schools in the past. You have a gas leak or a grass fire or something along those lines. So these drills are really important. And our administrative team's done a really nice job of conducting a whole series of drills. And one of the things I mentioned last night at the board meeting is our phones. We have this Raptor app system, which is a communication device that alerts everybody instantly if someone triggers an emergency or a drill. And so with five schools or five buildings doing drills the first couple weeks of school, my phone, Mr. Gross's Ooh. Phone, is going off every few seconds for all the drills. And you have to look at all of them because you never know. You got to look.
Just instantly think there's something going on.
Yeah, in case it's a real, because you can't assume it's not. And so we're really busy looking at our phones. And we felt pretty good about them all being drills, and they were, but you have to check them anyway. So it's just part of our process, and really happy with what the principals and our safety director, Mr. Curl, is doing with our drills moving into the 25-26 school year. Another item I discussed with the board is professional development. Wanted them to be aware they're going to be sending a team of teachers to Kansas City. They're going to be receiving training on PLCs, and they're also going to be receiving training on curriculum development, assessment development, the integration of interventions for students who need extra support for learning. And it's also collaboration and how teachers work together collaboratively to do those things, develop curriculum, develop assessments, and those types of things. So it's a very impactful training. We generally send the teachers from our core areas in their second or third year with McCook Public Schools, and it's always very impactful. Teachers come back from those trainings with a much deeper understanding of what we do in McCook Public Schools. The other training that I brought up is we are going to send a group of math teachers to a similar training, but it's focused on math instruction and for high-performing, helping students, schools reach high levels of performance in mathematics. And we're sending that team of teachers and an administrator to to Pasadena, which is where that training's at. So we've sent teachers to that in the past, and it's had a very powerful impact on student achievement. So I'm really excited about sending a new group there. One of the reasons we're sending this group is we have a lot of new teachers in mathematics. Over the last couple of years, our math teachers has turned over a little bit, and so this will be a good training and also a great opportunity for them to work collaboratively under the guidance of experts in their area. Also, I commented on the University of Nebraska Medical Center working with us, talked a little bit about some programs they already have that our teachers can implement in the classrooms. There's one called U-Beats, but it's modular instruction that teachers from 6th grade through 12th grade can use to help teach students about health, biology, those types of things. And also, I really wanted to share with the board that I'm working with UNMC on developing a nursing pathway for students who are interested in going to the nursing career Deerfield. And so it's we do have a health pathway or a medical pathway with the school at McCook Public Schools, but this is going to be an enhancement to that. It would be in direct relationship with UNMC, and we have a lot of students that go into nursing. It's an area that's very popular with our students, and so I think that this would be a good extension of what we offer at McCook High School as a nursing pathway. Now, I have some meetings scheduled to visit with those folks in mid-September. I'll have our counselors involved with that at the high school and also Mr. Dickus at the high school. But I'm really excited about the opportunity. I don't know. It's my intent to square this away and have a pathway at some point in the future. But we'll have to see what all is involved with it and how what we need to do or what our next steps are to make sure it happens. And that is all I have for my report.
Business manager's report?
Just a few things that we hadn't touched on. And food services up and running. We served 7,700 meals in the month of August. Things are going pretty smooth in there. When I get back to the office, the auditors will be there. So we go through an audit every year in September.
This is Mr. Gross's favorite time
favorite
of year.
Week.
Do you know them by name?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So they'll be here for the remainder of the week and digging through every single thing through the 24-25 school year. They prepare all of that with us, and then with the audit, we prepare what's called the annual financial report that then we submit to the Department of Ed, and they're looking for findings. And it's actually a busy week, and there's some painful things with it just because you got to do a lot of work, but they're doing their job, and we're doing our job. So we will get through that this week. And then we actually, the crazy part about audits is they kind of seem ongoing. We're starting our 24-25, but 2 weeks ago we finished up a federal audit with the Department of Ed, and I reported to the board last night that they went through all of our 23-24 federal grants, and we found no findings. So we're kind of done at the state level.
Yeah, you say that now, and we'll get a notice before
years,
the end of the week.
So there's always something going on in the business finance world with auditors and with the state, and so we're just in that time of the year where we're done. But the budget, as we'll say, as we approved it later on in the agenda, we're kind of moving on to that next phase.
All right. And upcoming projects, we kind of touched on that also a little bit as well.
Yep. We did it. And just one thing that Mr. Norgard or I didn't talk about is if you've driven around on West 10th or on the south side of the YMCA, you've seen all kinds of dirt work back there. And a lot of people have asked, boy, you let the Y put a parking lot on your property? And it's like, no, McCook Public Schools is putting a parking lot on our property. So that's our project. Design helped, and it's being done by some subcontractors. And so right now the dirt work is going to town, and boy, it's going to be a nice parking lot. You can just tell by the way it is. But that's going to feed the south end of the football stadium, the tennis courts, and then obviously the new YMCA entrance flipped on the other side. So I'd imagine in the next 15 to 20 days, there's probably going to be some concrete trucks rolling in there. And it'll also have an entrance onto West 10th, which will really improve congestion, especially think about those. We've all been there, guys. The Bison basketball team has a home game, and the wrestling building's going to town, and the YMCA has little kids basketball. Boy, there's a lot of people in that one area, and having that large parking lot's going to help. And the same way when we talk about our track meets, flag football, soccer, tennis, it's just going to be really going to clean that that whole area up and make it look nice.
Swimming, everything going.
Absolutely.
There's a ton of things going on. You kind of know somebody over there at, the YMCA. I'm sure you guys talk a lot about all the stuff going on.
They don't.
They don't? Really?
I get the calls.
Yeah. try to keep, obviously we have to talk some about business, but, we give each other updates on things. But
sure
we kind of keep business as business and family and fun as family and fun. So
yeah, one of the things that I like to mention with that parking lot project is that we have an agreement with the YMCA. And so that agreement includes our access to their gymnasium for activities during the course of the school year, obviously their swimming pool continuing into fruition, and also some classroom space, or what they call program space within the facility as well. And so by collaborating with the YMCA, we were both able to help each other meet a need working together. And so that's one of the exciting pieces about that parking lot that's being constructed on the west side of the YMCA.
Yeah, it's going to really cut back on early late practices in the future, because we're going to have access to an extra gym.
Yeah.
And so it's just we're hoping the days of, you know, one of the varsity basketball teams practicing from 6 to 8:30 can be eliminated by having this additional spacing. Plus an additional place for some lower-level games and things as well.
Yep, so. You bet. Board member comments?
Did not have any last night.
New business.
Started off with we accepted a resignation from Deb Goodenberger. Deb Goodenberger is our kindergarten through eighth grade art teacher. She has done an amazing job. I think she came, maybe 18th year with McCook Public Schools. I might be off by a year
on
that.
She was at Hayes Center before then, so she's been a teacher in our region forever. So.
And she's been very impactful, a very inspirational teacher, really helped kids express creativity in all different kinds of ways. And so she's going to be really, really missed. And we appreciate her letting us know early in the year that she's going to be retiring at the end of the school year, because our teachers are very, very difficult to find. Anybody in arts or performing arts, those are hard positions to fill. So Mr. Dickus and Mr. Lyons have their job cut out for them by having to go find somebody to fill that spot. But we appreciate Deb and all the work that she's done. She's been very, very student focused and very impactful during her time in McCook. After that, we had we basically have covered the next two. We had the consideration approval of budgets. So the Board of Education voted on the budget, and that was approved. The next action item was a consideration and approval of the tax request resolution. And so, again, that was approved. One that we haven't really discussed too much here is approve an increase to the school district's property tax request authority by an additional 6% or other maximum amount as permitted by law. And so what this is, we've already passed our budget. We've already passed a tax resolution. This isn't that 6% isn't an amount that the school district's going after. What that is just budgetary authority, the ability to spend money. And so it doesn't have anything to do. You're not going to see a 6% increase or anything like that, but it is a 6% allowance for school districts to spend dollars. And Mr. Gross can probably speak to it with more depth than I can.
Well, it's something that several years back, school boards did annually.
Yeah, we used to do it on a yearly basis.
And the state kind of changed the way they do it, and now it comes up every year, but the percentages changed. It used to be a small percent. Now they let you up to 6%. We did this a few years ago and got our authority up a little bit higher. Right now, the authority that they've given us minus what we've requested, there's about $800,000 cushion in there. By doing this, it increases that cushion up higher to where we'll have about a $2 million authority. You just want to protect yourself in case of what happens, what comes down the pike. A boiler goes out, a roof collapses, and I know there's always special exemptions in some of those, but this just gives us the authority to have it. We presented and we will continue to present very conservative budgets. This is one of those action items that the experts in the field and who we talk to and what we believe in is just a good protection item for our school district, and so we took that route.
The next item was approve resolution to cancel a teaching contract with teacher Dion Allen, and that was approved last night. And there's a number of reasons why that might occur. We don't get into personnel discussions, but that was approved. I got two more here. Approval of local substitute certificates. So there are different types of teaching certificates. If you go through an accredited college, earn a certificate to teach in the state of Nebraska, you're automatically eligible to be a substitute. in any school district in the state. There's another way, if you don't have that teaching certificate, didn't go through an accredited program, but you meet standards established by the Department of Education, so many years of college attendance, so much experience, those types of things, you can earn what's called a substitute teaching certificate. And so we approve that on an annual basis, which allows the district to hire local substitutes with that substitute teaching certificate to work in our schools. And one of the things I stressed with the board last night is these folks are incredibly valuable to the school district. They do a great job. They actually gain a lot of experience, and they do a nice job. A lot of times they go on to get their teaching certificate after they do some substitute teaching with the school district and become full-time teachers with the district. So it's a great program, and I appreciate the board for approving that as well.
You always need subs every day, don't you?
Yes, every day. There's lots of illnesses. There's trainings. There's professional. There's personal leave, those types of things. So we're used, and also activities. A lot of the teachers miss for activities. And then also the last thing that we have there is accept a donation to the McCook High School Band Department in memory of Karen Getman Liske. And so she was a member, she was a graduate from McCook High School in 1956, a top piano in the community, just loved band and appreciated her experience as a band member. And this is her surviving siblings donated money to the school in her name and for the band program. So we really, really appreciate that and honoring her, Karen, in that way.
Positive comments.
Yeah, I have positive comments here. Let me pull those up. I always got them on a different document. I will start with Scott. Appreciated the time and effort put into the budgeting process. It takes a lot of work. And he did mention that he'd seen a consistent decrease over the years in state support to McCook Public Schools. And Mr. Gross had already mentioned that 7.5% decrease in state support over this last several years, which means we have to make up those dollars locally. Amanda talked about the Bison Kids Club program. It's a great option for students. She has personal experience with the program and really appreciates the activities, the engagement that those kids experience. It is a learning experience. And also just they do fun things as well. Back when we had a YMCA pool on Wednesdays, they'd go to the YMCA pool, do things like that. But it's a great program and appreciate her recognizing Kids Club. Mike went to the area membership meeting in North Platte, which was last week. And during that membership meeting, it's a training, and so the board members are exposed to information. He talked about a training on ACE, which is adverse childhood experiences, and the impact that adverse childhood experiences have on kids as they go through our school systems. And the ramifications of those, they're talking about negative experiences that kids have, and all maybe at home, maybe outside of home, but how that impacts their learning and how it impacts their behavior and their attendance in the regular academic environment. And so the impacts of that are profound and can have a significant impact on student learning. And so there's lots of measures and protocols and strategies schools have to put into place to identify it and then provide interventions and supports for those kids. Takes a lot of work, but it's worth it. And he was amazed by the impact that these experiences have on kids. Quinn talked about really appreciated Karen and appreciated the donation to the school in her name and thought that was a great donation for our school. And Quinn, obviously, is our student board member. Jesse recognized the tech team and the work that they put into and the work that Tina Williams does in setting up counts at the beginning of the year. Kids come in and parents come in. They register for class. They get their Chromebook. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And also appreciates the rest of the tech team and just supporting students and all the different technology issues, teacher issues, Chromebook issues. There's a lot of work for our tech team every day. Charlie talked about the amount of work that has gone into the budget, a significant amount of work. Planning and preparation. Also talked about the fact that there were two budgets that had to be prepared for this year because of the potential for a bond passing. And it just was it just appreciates all that Mr. Gross and the team does and finance for putting into and preparing for the budget for the school year. Jeff, do you want to talk about yours?
Sure. So I presented to the board and the district. We received the Alley Cap. Alley Cap is our insurance provider. for everything, casualty all the way to workman's comp and everything in between. We received the highest honor roll safety award for the district. So wanted to bring shout out of that to Mr. Curl and the entire safety team for all the work that they've done. But we go to great lengths, as Mr. Norgaard talked before, from safety drills and making sure our hallways are clean and tripping hazards, but then also our educators, just constant education on being safe and being smart. And our workman comp claims are well below the state average. We have a great percentage. We don't have claims on a lot of things, and so it's nice to get that award. And so we wanted the board to accept that recognition.
Yeah, it was good to hear. And one thing that McCook does that isn't entirely unique, but not all schools will conduct a full intruder drill where you involve local entities such as law enforcement, emergency response, hospital, those types of things, which is something we try to do at least every other year with our kids. And so I think that's recognition for a lot of the work that goes into that that drill and preparation as well. Brad wanted to congratulate Corey Dignan for his program. He got a couple of scholarships. Corey Dignan's a junior high science teacher, and one from UNL and one from Earthwatch Research. And those scholarships enabled him to travel, I think, to the East Coast and kind of explore and get hands-on with science experiences that he can bring back and utilize in the classroom. My positive comment was to Brad. We went to the area membership meeting last week, like I mentioned earlier, and at those events, they honor board members who reach certain levels of boardsmanship, so to speak. It's a point system, so it's based on trainings and engagement. And Brad reached level 5, which is very it's a significant level. There are very few people that reach that level. Really appreciate Brad's dedication. I think he's a great example to the rest of the board as the board president by reaching that level. Mike was also recognized for level 4, Mike Langan. So Mike. Mm-hmm. Also very committed and attentive and engaged.
And that put a wrap.
That's a wrap.
On last night's meeting. You're a month into the school year. Everything going pretty good.
Yeah, everything's going very, very well. Kids are doing a great job. It's nice to have kids back in the building. Good to see them. I've had a chance to go into all the buildings, and it's just good to have kids back. I'll say that.